Texas Mutual Insurance Company announces its new e-learning system, a free online tool to help policyholder owners simplify safety training and OSHA reporting and reduce accidents and injuries in their workplace. Learn more at WorkSafeTexas.com.
All right, if memory serves, it was 850 days ago, 1,300 trees ago, and now 2 million square feet ago that we first saw this concept of a Toyota campus. Jim Lentz is the one who introduced us to it, and he's the guy who gets the credit if it works and all the blame if it doesn't. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
I'm just amazed that you can run a business that's spread out all over the country, build this thing, and then try to incorporate it all together. This is true multitasking.
But it's all about having great people, though. So, you know, the one advantage we had was we started the reorganization of the structure of people almost 2.5, 3 years ago. So by the time we're making the move in here, how we integrated sales and manufacturing and the finance company, that was already done. So now it's just the heavy lifting of moving 4,000 of your closest friends into a brand new 2 million square foot campus.
Well, and you got a bunch of people from Kentucky that are going to meet a bunch of people from California, meet a bunch of Texans, and hope they all get along together.
So far they have. It's working out well.
You know, the thing is, as you've been building this, your business has been changing. I mean, it's an internal combustion engine. The automobiles business was the same for 100 years. But it's really rapidly changing right now, whether it's electric or you've got hydrogen, whether it's Uber, autonomous. So do you build all that into this?
Yeah, you have to. To a degree. I mean, if you look at it, the fact is we have a company called TRI that's doing our artificial intelligence that will be responsible for the R&D work in autonomous vehicles. You've got a connected company that's working about how do we get data to and from cars to give customers a better driving experience. So there are other ancillary companies that are working around this that aren't necessarily part of this one Toyota venture. But it's all about trying to forecast what our customer demands are going to be and how are we going to meet those? How are we going to keep them happy?
Well, and finance and accounting, whether people are leasing or whether you have these autonomous vehicles that now sort of Uberize the whole world. That's changing.
It is. You know, how people are consuming cars are changing, but it's interesting. So Gen Y is an example. Remember a few years ago, everyone talked about Gen Y doesn't want to own a car, doesn't want to have a driver's license. They were the Uber generation, but that's rapidly changing. And I think if you look back at that period of time, These were the young people that came out of college with enormous debt. They were coming out in a tough economy. They were getting jobs and not careers. Today, that's changing. And as a result, that generation, Gen Y, are buying cars at a faster rate than any other generation. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, our belief is we're making little strategic bets in a number of different areas. Because I can't tell you how fast car sharing is going to take off, how fast ride sharing will take off. Obviously, from where it was to where it is today, there's been tremendous growth. But does that plateau? Does that accelerate? Does that decline? So we've got to make sure that we keep our finger in a lot of different pies to make sure we can satisfy customers.
When you got the business, I would bet September was the big month. That's when all the new models came out. Nobody could wait to see, you know, what had fins or white sidewalls or whatever new thing had been introduced or taken away. But now they just sort of roll out periodically. But it seems like some of that excitement's coming back with the hybrids and electrics and variation.
It definitely is. I mean, there's a new LC500 Lexus, gorgeous, you know, performance coupe that's out in the market today. The new CHR, our small entry SUV, came out in the market a month or so ago. And, you know, the big news from us is going to be the all-new Camry. So despite the fact that consumers are buying SUVs and pickups in record numbers, the passenger car business is still a big chunk of that business. It's 35% of the marketplace. And so we've got the big number one selling car coming out later on this month. And we're excited about that. I think customers will be.
So back to the headquarters. What's the most pleasant surprise that you've had?
I think the most pleasant surprise is we decided that we were going to have adjustable desks for everyone.
Think of the very desks that raise up and down.
So they're electrical. They can move up. They can move down. And it is amazing how many people use that portion. I thought, you know, a small percentage would like it. But when you walk through this campus at any given part of the day, half of the people are up, half of the people are down, you talk to them. That's the one thing they like most about the new office setup.
So was there ever a late stage meeting where you said, well, where's the so-and-so? What? There's no so-and-so.
We haven't had that yet. I'm sure at some point that's going to come up. But right now, I think we spent so much time and had so many people involved in this. You know, we had great architects, great developers, great builders, great construction crews. You know, to be able to do 2 million square feet in about 26 months was pretty amazing. We are now occupying 5 of our 7 buildings. Everyone will physically be here on the campus by the end of the year. So it's going to be less than 3 years from groundbreaking to occupancy. It's pretty exciting.
It's remarkable. So there are Toyota people in plants all over the world. Are they all jealous?
Don't tell them about this yet. They will be when they see it.
Jim Litz, I think, has pulled it off. He's the CEO of Toyota USA. It's always good to have you with us, and congratulations. Enjoy your day.
Pleasure, my friend. Thank you for coming.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.